BBC Radio Cumbria.
But ask you, why is it so important that we read our kids bedtime stories?
Bedtime stories is a terrific source of stimulation for young children and even slightly older children as well. It provokes language, encourages discussion, it stimulates the child's creativity and imagination. So from that point of view, it's very dynamic psychologically. And as well as that, of course, there's the close relationship that storytelling brings about as the parent is reading this to the child. It's a shared experience between parent and child, so it's very nurturing. And it was very encouraging that we saw in this Munch Bunch survey that the majority of parents, despite all the pressures of everyday life, are still managing to read to their children regularly.
What about you then, Jamili? What about your two? Do you still manage to have a story with them at night?
Every night, even if I'm not at home, I'll go on the old Skype and try and read them a story. I think it's so important, and I mean, I've seen the difference that storytelling has made to my children. Their vocabulary is so fantastic. They're very creative, very imaginative, and I definitely put a lot of that down to my insistence on reading them a bedtime story.
I suppose the thing is, though, I mean, you know, in your position particularly, you're going to be working a lot in the evening. Is that you?
Absolutely, but for me, there's nothing more important than my children and their development. And you know, I think as a parent, it doesn't take that long to read a bedtime story. It's I don't know, it can be between 5 and 20 minutes. My girls, especially my youngest, she'll come with probably a pile of 10 books sometimes, and you know, it depends how I'm feeling if we'll get through it. But at least one will get read every night.
Yeah, my little one's 6 and a half now, and she is at the stage where she'll have a book with mum or with dad.
Yes.
And then she'll sort of get the Roald Dahl out and start reading chapter after chapter of that.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. It's great.
What are your two's favourites at the moment then? What are they reading at the moment?
My youngest, she's very into Fifi and the Flower Tot. So she has a lot of...
Aren't we all?
Yeah. she has a lot of Fifi books. And I mean, having a character that engages your child is so so fantastic, and I think it's really worthwhile for them. I mean, any Fifi book grabs her attention, absolutely. And my oldest, she's just like me, obsessed with Roald Dahl, obsessed with every book, just reads her collection of his stories over and over and over again.
The thing about Roald Dahl is, I mean, you know, because I'm that bit older, yes, I'm actually coming to some of these fairly fresh. That,
yes,
you know, I didn't read him as a kid.
Okay.
And I didn't read him with my big lad who's 20.
Yes.
So now I'm reading Roald Dahl and discovering him with,
yes,
our Esther.
Uh-huh.
And I suppose it's like, it's the literary equivalent of Shrek or Monsters, Inc., isn't it? There's something there for grown-ups as well.
Absolutely, definitely. I mean, I find I enjoy reading the Roald Dahl books. I've been reading Roald Dahl books to both of my girls since they were probably 6 months old. And, you know, and I find that I enjoy them just as much as the girls. And I find every time I read the stories to them, they discover something new as well. And they love, especially when he's rude and, you know, talking about gory stuff.
Yeah, there's quite a bit of that, isn't there?
Yeah.
I can recommend highly as well the Roald Dahl Revolting Recipes cookbook that someone's come up with.
Yes,
great,
yes,
fun,
yes,
on a Saturday afternoon. Getting up to your neck in chocolate and what have you.
Absolutely.
Fab. Richard, thinking to your own childhood, what stories are with you now that you would have had read at bedtime?
Well, that's very interesting, because you've mentioned your own age, and I guess I'm older than that as well. My kids are growing.
I'm 137.
Oh, well done. Congratulations. That's fantastic. Okay, you are older than me.
I look 135.
My kids are growing up. They're 30 and 28 now. Grandchildren. And I was reading to my granddaughter just at the weekend. Funnily enough, one of her favourite stories is the number one story that came out in the survey today, the Very Hungry Caterpillar, and I was reading it to her on at the weekend, and it's just, I mean, it's just what Jamelia was saying. It's amazing. It becomes alive. You know, a book's a flat, two-dimensional, three-dimensional thing, but when the kids are listening to the story and engaging, and obviously at age three, Esther, my grandchild, isn't reading it, but the story for her is alive. She can see it, and she's engaged in it. It's wonderful. But you asked me about from my own childhood. Well, I was the sort of naughty and big ears generation, and these stories have fallen by the wayside, and of course there's good reason why they have, but it was still fantastic. And my favourite story from childhood, again, is still a sort of fallen by the wayside, was Emil and the 100 Detectives.
Oh, fantastic.
But when we look at the quality of writing nowadays, and we see from the Munch Bunch Survey's top 10 favourite books list, it's a much more dynamic style of writing now. It's much more creative. It's much more adventurous. The stories take risks, and children engage in that. So that's another reason why storytelling is so important.
Have you ever read a book called... Let me think about it. I'm remembering this from when I used to work in public libraries, and I used to have to do the story time session.
All right. I thought you were going to say when you had so much time on your hands.
Yeah. What's it called? Something like Black Dan, Barnaby Mouse, and the Amazing Wedgwood. It's about a piratical rat.
Okay, that's not one you would forget.
No,
I know, I've never heard of that. Wow, that sounds
that.
Amazing.
Get that okay. for your Esther, and I'll get okay. it for my Esther, and we'll compare notes.
Fair enough, I'll agree to do that.
Great to talk to you both.
Likewise, you thank you.
Thanks ever so much for your time. Good luck, and keep reading the books. And Jamila, just let me know which of the Roald Dahls they finally settle on, because, as I say, how old's your older one?
My eldest is, well, she's just about to turn 9, and
right.
Their particular favourite has to be Matilda.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. But sorry, I must mention, the reason we're talking to you today is the Munch Bunch campaign. We want to encourage people to join, to basically submit their stories and have their own stories made into, hopefully, a classic of the future.
Fantastic. So, because one of the things we like to do here on the Gordon Swindler Show, Lunchtime Still 2, is get people to be a bit creative,
absolutely.
Come up with poems and stories. So you're actually preaching to the converted, and I imagine that you will find several submitted from this neck of the woods.
Oh, that would be fantastic. Well, just let them go on to www.munchbunch.co.uk, submit your stories, and who knows, you could end up with a story, a book.
Jamelia.
Thank you, Gordon.
You're a superstar. You see what I've done there?
Never heard that one before.
Have you not?
Never.